crap. Okay.
Omar.
I'm Omar.
You is Omar.
What about?
You is Omar.
I is Omar the thief.
Tonight, I do not care about grammar. Let Miss hear that. I do not care.
I'll email.
Welcome to Mentally Untable Adventures, Episode 18, Dungeon World, Season 2, Episode 3.
This podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and in general is not fit for human consumption.
Well, it looks like old friends are reuniting and new schemes are being hatched. Will the town of Steinstein survive one more exposure to our wonderful heroes? Only time will tell. Enjoy the show.
Fear not, I have my own sources of monetary gain. So
as he looks over and wonders how long I'm going to let him string along this string of cash that just keeps magically appearing. At some point, he's going to go to pay somebody and there's not going to be any more in that bag. No.
Of course, and then I'll simply go to the mine that nobody else can.
So,
anyway.
So I think you and I should go visit a friend of mine.
A friend?
Yes. I trust him implicitly.
Okay. You don't think that I can just, like, break through their door?
I don't think so. I think we need more intelligence. We need to know what we're up against once we get through the gates. Our forces are strong, but I want to make sure that none of them escape.
And your force is also small. You are a small, elite crew of Zithinians, not a massive, overwhelming force.
It's about quality.
Right.
Quality.
Exactly.
They're growers, not showers.
Show of presence.
Wow. Okay, yeah, that... You had to throw that out there.
I did, and then I did.
You
I'm
did
not
that.
Sorry.
And I'm flustered now.
Well, so, let's go see this friend of yours, and we'll...
I know exactly where he is.
Okay, so this is shortly after midday. You're heading over to Dirty Aziz's.
Of course we are.
Are you taking him with you right
yes.
away?
Yes, we are.
All right.
Together.
Oh, this is going to get interesting.
You best not be busting up the shop.
Right, so you'll arrive time one of back my characters. At the inn to find that your boss has left. She is out talking to...
The score knights.
The score knights.
Lenny.
Counting dead bodies.
Pastor Lenny.
You and Lenny are hanging out. So Aziz, after the confrontation with Chrysothal, where are you going to go once you've passed outside of their walls? You look around.
Lick the blood off my chin.
Yeah, but as you look around, you barely recognize the city around you.
Right.
You recognize the Church of Zathina is still in the same place where it was before.
Right.
Half of it.
It looks a little worse for wear. But as you look around, you realize that, like, the rest of the town has just been destroyed. This is kind of a shock to you, because you were not around when that happened.
I'm going to use my sixth sense and concentrate to detect in the number and general location of living and undead humanoids.
Interesting.
Living interesting.
Oh boy. Particularly, I'm looking for maybe an essence of Omar.
Why is that? What is it
say again?
When you take a few moments to concentrate, you can detect the number and general location of living and undead humanoids that are near.
I don't think he's close enough for you to ping off of him right now. You sort of concentrate for a moment. That's true.
How near you count near as.
Well, you'd mentioned the church, but I didn't go out on that side. I walked out that
way. I was thinking he went out on the church side. But if he went out on the non-church side, then actually you do. But before that, as you extend your sixth sense, you get a ping of something that feels very familiar over that way.
Over this way?
Right, yeah. As you walked out, up towards the Aziz's. And that's when you notice the sign.
and there's a guy outside painting. And now reads Dirty Aziz's.
I am going to run under that ladder, and I'm just going to take the guy's.
I'm not on a ladder. I'm sitting on the side.
Not there yet. Not there yet. Not there yet.
Damn it!
I really should have waited for him to see the first sign and then change.
Take a step back. Okay, so
shit.
You sense that, but you also sense you sense living things. You sense undead things. You sense something. But it's just something wrong. You've got, clear signal, and then you've got, just distortion.
Static.
Yeah.
Dial-up toward internet tone.
Toward the reservoir.
Right there?
Yeah. You don't know what's causing it, but that's as you extend your sixth sense, you get that.
The dirty water.
Oh, yeah, there's a reservoir in the middle.
And then you have a headache. You feel like... Maybe you got pinged back.
Oh.
You're not sure. You're not sure what that was. Anyway, go on.
We should have cleaned that up.
I see the sign.
You see the sign now.
And how is he painting the sign?
He's standing on the roof.
I'm the ninja. I'm on the whatever, and I'm painting below me. And
oh, yeah, he's hanging upside down.
And he's doing the whole thing with chopsticks.
I am ninja.
I say this can only be the work of Omar. I know it's his building because it is.
There's only one
named
jackass who would do this.
I know exactly what's going on.
Hey, body, body.
So I'm going to go to the back of the building and then walk through the wall.
Okay.
Hoping that it's his office.
But it's not.
I was saying, your office is on the second floor, underground?
It's underground.
Underground, of course.
You just walked into the back of a prostitute's room.
That's what I was going to say.
She's busy right now.
Yeah. No, I was actually going to say women's bathroom, but... So there's a lot of screaming.
Whether it's
and various purse-like objects passing through you.
I like to make a good entrance.
And then women fleeing from the bathroom. What do you do?
I say, where's Omar?
Right, so security gets dispatched.
Where's Omar?
Right, so some security guy comes walking in and he's like, all right, I don't know how you got in here, but you're leaving now.
I'm gonna walk through him.
I've been violated! All right, so he kind of freaks out a little bit. What the hell are you?
Where's Omar?
Crap, I'm not telling you.
Not like I can hurt him.
He doesn't know that. You just walked through him.
Sorry.
He's scared as hell.
I'm just going to continue walking and try to find Omar.
So at what point do I realize the disturbance in my den?
Right, so a couple minutes later, a security guy comes and says, there's a ghost running around upstairs demanding to see you.
A ghost? Surely you jest.
No, I'm serious. The guy is...
Description?
He is hollow-eyed, wild white hair, because it has to stay white.
Right, he's got gray clothes, white hair.
Ravaged body.
And suddenly...
I'm going to stand up.
And he's wearing these, what were they? Sort of gray. Loose gray robes. He's carrying a staff.
Take me to him now.
Okay. And so, as you're sort of heading through the middle of one of the larger rooms... Omar comes stepping out of a room in the back.
Hello, old friend. Now that we come solid.
No longer a ghost.
I'm going to take a couple steps to room.
Yeah.
Keep looking. Take a couple more steps. Oh, about 2 feet from him. It was the sign outside, wasn't it?
Yeah. I need your help.
And I shall embrace my old friend.
Yes!
I need your help.
I'm here to help you. I bet that was a hell of a journey, huh? Was that you in the ice? I came and saw you.
I noticed frequent visits from the likes of...
I tried to chip away at it a little bit, but really couldn't see it in the magic ice.
It was neat sounding when you tried it.
Well, thanks. I'm glad I can entertain you a little bit. So what can I help you with here?
Those assholes in that compound did not bow to me.
through solid walls.
How it did not bother me.
Yes, as half of the female population of this building can attest to you, I believe you walked through a solid wall. Were they supposed to bow to you?
I told them to.
And they didn't.
Right.
Those bastards.
Exactly.
You would not believe how much shit I've had to put up with from those punks.
So here's what I'm planning. This is what I thought about when I was walking over here.
Mm-hmm.
I can carry a torch and be ethereal right up until I get to the wall.
Okay.
All I need is a little bottle of pitch and a torch. We're going to set that son of a bitch ablaze.
We're going to burn their wall down?
Yes. They like the fire and ice. We'll give them the fire. They've got the ice in the inside.
I like the cut of your jib. It's nice to see that you haven't lost any of that. However, if we're going to do this, and I think that we should, because they're not good for business. Religious zealots, not good for business. I've tried to control them, and they're just...
I've tried the
that
same
That bastard
thing.
In the diamond armor?
Yeah, he's a dick.
He's a bastard.
Yeah.
Awesome. We're going to handle this, but let's get the pieces in place first, okay?
Just not my way, right?
Well, what?
That's the way it usually works. I understand.
You're an idea man, and when it comes time to implement some of these ideas, I'll let you know.
Awesome.
You're like Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. You have some good ideas, but you could have waited until you were ready, maybe?
I just saw that yesterday, so it's fresh in my mind.
Yeah, that's good.
It was great.
So what do you want me to do?
Well, cut scheme.
Yeah.
Caster. So you're sitting at the bar, because, your boss is gone, and he didn't tell you where he was going, so you're sort of relieved of your duty of watching him closely and shit. So, as it is, you found yourself conversing with a lovely young lady named Fiona.
Mm. Did she turn into an ogre? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Wow.
Let's not quote that movie.
So
this is not a troll.
Kind of like an onion. So, got some layers.
How do you generally respond to the affections of young ladies?
Is she being affectionate?
She certainly seems like she is.
Are you
amenable to such things?
Typically, yeah, but I have pieces that I do need to take care of before I can start thinking about play.
All right, sounds good. So she's kind of flirting with you, and you're sort of trying to hold back. Why don't you roll me a wisdom check?
So you're not very wise.
Nice. Oh, yep. Nice. You know, you had good stuff. You had some stuff to do, but I mean, she's pretty hot.
And cheap. Oh.
We haven't set a price yet.
No. That's she.
That's the thrifty kind of mind I need. Dirty Aziz's.
Dick and Wade.
Yeah, you head upstairs. I'm sure your boss knows where to find you.
Her room or ours? Because we all share one.
No, you're in a den of iniquity.
You're in your room.
No, he's up there.
Sorry.
He's at the frozen druid.
Don't worry. It won't take long.
Well, I gotta take off all my armor.
Uh-huh.
Did I fail in the one?
So, we'll just come back to that later.
We'll
come right back.
Okay.
Which is fantastic.
Yep. It's going to be great. Let's see, who haven't we heard from lately? You guys have been talking, ninjas out painting the sign, what were you doing?
We were on our way
That's right, you guys were heading to Omar's to talk to him.
After, we would obviously arrive after.
Right. He arrived first. That happened. Then in comes you guys. So, cue you guys showing up to talk to Omar, I guess.
I'm following his lead for now.
Yep.
So I'm going to walk right in to Dirty Aziz's.
As a representative of the Zuthinian Church, you proudly walk through the door.
Pronounced D-Azizas. D-I.
Durazizas.
Diseases.
We're working on it.
Almost done.
Second thought, change the paint. It's not Diseases House. No. That's bad.
Bad for business.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell Aziz, dead Aziz here, to hide and stay out of sight for now.
Okay.
That would be in the best interest of everybody.
You get him a place to stay.
Yeah, you can crash here.
I walk straight in.
Yep.
I don't ask anybody anything. I don't talk to anybody. I go straight to Omar.
Thanks.
Where's Omar?
My unwavering sense of direction
shit, that's right.
to Omar.
You know exactly where Omar
where
is.
He is.
He's back there. No, left. No, that way.
I just follow him.
Yep.
And
they sort of let you go. Because
who's going to stop me?
Yeah, pretty much. You've got this
air about me.
Yeah,
and so does he.
Yeah, well, and more
he's got an air about him too.
You've got that I am the law kind of thing. Yeah, they know not to tangle with you, so they let you by. And yeah, Omar, you quickly find yourself.
Just as I'm closing the door to Aziz's place.
Right, yeah. So he's on the main floor shutting the door to Aziz's room after he's dropped off Aziz when he turns around and there's your good old buddy Hadrian.
Omar!
What the heck?
My friend!
Wyatt are just coming out of the woodwork today. How you doing, buddy?
It's a day for old friends,
yeah,
apparently.
I'm going to shake his hand.
Well met, young man. Well met. I need to talk business with you.
Oh, boy. More business. All right. Well, why don't you come to my office?
All right.
Hold on. Who's this guy?
Oh, he's with me.
Some mighty long arms you got there.
All the better to
My
smash
God,
things
you shit
with.
Yourself? He shit himself?
Many
That's
long
a
weeks
story.
On the road.
All right, come on.
Crack a window, though.
No windows in my dungeon.
Yeah, okay. No windows in the dungeon.
Damn it.
I do have flowers. All right, can make a smile party. All right, into my office we go. There's something I want to do here real
yeah.
quick.
Want to spot some lore? Maybe discern some realities?
Yeah, I want to do both of those.
Oh, okay. Which one first?
Actually, I'll just discern realities.
Okay, we're discerning some realities.
That's an 8. So I ask one.
Yep.
And then take one forward. Okay. What here is not what it appears to be relative to that guy.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what is your name?
Kron.
Kron, yeah, that's right.
I am Kron the Wrath.
Kron. What is not what it appears to be about Kron? You notice the diamond amulet that he wears around his neck, and you can tell from the glint and the color, because you're perceptive like that, but that is the exact same flavor of diamonds that comes out of that troll-infested diamond mine.
It's my business to know. All right.
Huh?
Excellent.
It's either he's come from those mines, or he knows about the diamonds buried beneath the city inside the Trollmageddon caves. Because yes, you know those are also full of an entire shipment of diamonds that were lost in the cataclysm.
I've devoted some resources.
Oh, I'd imagine that there was definitely some work towards plumbing those depths
yep.
at some point. But
oh, yeah.
That's going to be more of a long-term payoff.
All right. So
you definitely noticed that about him.
Cool. All right, Hadrian.
Those filthy bastards in the middle of town have to go. I need information.
You are the second person to come with me to that exact same phrase today.
Really? Who was the first?
Oh, somebody. You wouldn't know him.
that sounds like a...
I think he needs to make a roll on that bold-faced freaking lie.
All right. Charisma?
That sounds fine. Charisma-based by danger.
Well, really,
that's a 9.
We don't know each other.
That's a 9.
We, do? We don't know each other.
Yes, we
Aziz
do.
Aziz and Hadrian did, yeah.
He was there when I tried to nuke everybody.
Yeah, Hadrian
was
there.
Well, we really don't, because we had just met at that one point. We didn't join forces at all, because it was those two going
in
together.
You guys never really interacted directly. But
you were all there in the vampire cave together.
You've been in the same battle.
Like, he would recognize you as that guy from the vampire cave who turned into a freaking Yeti.
Okay.
Yeah, like, he probably doesn't know any details.
Right, yeah. I mean, he wouldn't know... Yeah. It's not like... He wouldn't regard you as my old friend, is he? Well, but he would certainly be like, aren't you the Yeti guy?
Also, so would he not have seen, like, the death of Aziz?
Right, yeah. He also would have seen him die. Yeah. So...
Which is why the first time I see you, it's going to be, aren't you dead?
Did you die once? So,
I'm not dead yet.
Right, so I get to do what on that? That was a defy danger. Stumble, hesitate, or flinch. Offer you a worse outcome, hard bargain, or an ugly choice. You were trying to...
lie to me.
lie to Hadrian.
About, yeah, Aziz being here.
Yeah, so I think the worst outcome is just that Hadrian... You know that's kind of bull, but you're not sure why. Like, you're pretty sure that he's maybe not telling the whole truth. But then again, maybe you've kind of gotten used to that from... It's usually not the important stuff that he hides.
So I let it slide.
But you mentioned the religious zealots, the fire, the flame, and ice bastards.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, needless to say, I think I can plug you in with some like-minded folks.
Yeah. This is Kron. The diamond armor that the leader of the fire and ice cult...
From your clan. I saw the amulet.
Was made
is from our clan.
Was stolen from his clan, and he wants to retrieve it. I intend to see that happens. The diamond armor should be restored to its rightful owner.
I think it should.
Where's this room?
So diamonds, huh? Your clan, some sort of claim to those mines out there.
We have. several sources of diamond income.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll help you in exchange for exclusive rights to trade for those diamonds and distribute them for you. For a small cut of the profits.
I think something like that might be arranged.
Well, goddamn, boys. We're going to go get us a diamond
armor. Let's go kill some fire and ice.
Let's kill some zealots.
How close is the room that I'm in?
Don't worry, I'll bring you in on this. I got a plan.
So now,
yep.
I just, you know, I asked you about that person that asked you about this earlier. You seem kind of hesitant and didn't really want... So who was that was asking about this? Because perhaps our aims then align and I should be introduced to him.
Hadrian, when one stumbles in the dark looking for a light, don't ask questions about the person giving you the light. Just take the light.
You're not going to tell me, are you?
Not yet. When you're ready, I'll let you know.
I'm ready.
All right. I'm on my desk.
Yep.
I've got a series of like little switches, and each one rings a different toned bell.
Oh, okay. God.
And I go, I'm gonna get smacked ding, 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 in a certain tone, and somebody comes in.
I like it.
And
yes. What's the guy's name? Who's that guy that answers that bell?
It's Langston.
Langston.
Langston. Langston. No, we used that for the other guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we said he works at the inn.
His name is Paul Thirdwheel.
The names.
The third.
Paul Thirdwheel. Yep.
Okay.
Son of Paul Second Wheel.
Bring our new guest into my office, if you will.
As you wish, sir.
That's Paul. Now, you may want to sit down, because...
Aziz.
This is some bullshit.
Knock upon your door.
I open it.
Paul.
Partially.
Paul is there and says, Mr. Omar would like a word with you.
Okay.
And then he sashays back down the hall.
So, Paul is gay?
That's what I'm saying.
He is now.
Yeah, you know, he can be.
I have totally made it a thing.
Right. We're equal opportunity employers here. Here at Jesus' den of iniquity. Okay.
Paul might be one of the workers.
You know, cater to all tastes.
You do. In order to make a buck, you do.
Bad for business, otherwise.
Yeah, discrimination equals not enough coin in my pocket.
No, Paul is more like Alfred.
Aha! He's my Alfred, Paul Thirdwheel. Yes. He knows all my secrets. I like him. I want to spell out some lore real quick.
You should.
Because there's something in my brain that's just, it's itched and needs to scratch.
Okay.
Ooh, 7. Barely makes it.
You only tell me something interesting. It's on me to make it useful.
What are you attempting to spout lore about?
It's still fuzzy in my mind, but back last summer, just out of nowhere, she's somewhere close. I can tell. I know it.
Oh.
Who?
The Bond.
Oh, right. Okay.
I get it.
Will you,
sir.
Our unexpected guest from a few months back.
Yes. Oh, the young lady.
See if you can find her.
Do we believe she's in town, sir?
Check to the south.
I shall find her.
I love Paul Thurman. My new favorite guy.
Paul is awesome.
He's almost as awesome as
Wait. Paul is like Mr. Smithers to Brennan.
Yes.
Yes. Oh
yes.
I'm going to go find this lady for
you. Go get her. Don't find that woman.
Find the little harlot, Smithers.
Oh, I love Paul. Okay.
Would you shut up? I'm in the room. I let you out. Now go lay down.
I assume?
Yeah, come on in.
And so in walks the walking corpse that is Aziz. He looks a little worse for wear, but the white hair is still a dead giveaway. That's definitely that same guy from a year ago.
Wasn't he that guy in the... And then...
Stick, my ass, yeah.
He wasn't there for
but
that.
But he... And... Get and
you need
boom
to sit,
and
do you need to sit down? Need a glass of water?
Your dad. Oh wait, yeah.
I was afraid of this. He's a paladin.
Yeah, he is.
Are
you gonna take a moment to pray?
I'm thinking about it.
Because there's a walking dead thing in front of you.
Yeah.
And those in general tend to not be so good.
Summoning bench.
Is there a bar in the office?
Summoning. Cinnamon biscuits!
Of course there's a bar in the
office. Wait,
I'm
going to go for more
mini bars.
You're injured.
You're ready to drink.
He goes and pours himself a drink.
You're injured. You've been cut.
I got a wet bar in my office. Hell, I got two wet bars in my office.
By a man with a damp diamond coat.
That comes what?
I got cut by a man with a damp diamond coat. I was ethereal.
Were you?
He has a magic
sword. You were in the compound?
Yes, I was in the ice.
And he's your enemy?
He is now.
I'm going to cast a spell.
Okay. What are you going to cast, Hadrian?
I guess I'm not so evil anymore. No praying needed.
Cure light wounds.
Indeed. Ooh. Roll to cast.
Aww. That's a beautiful thing.
Seven plus whatever.
Seven.
Plus wisdom.
Well, that's a lot for you.
Eight.
Okay, so on an 8, on the cast a spell on the cleric sheet.
I don't know. Damn it!
The cleric sheet.
I'm working on it.
That's why we printed those out for you.
7 to 9. The spell is cast, but I draw unwelcome attention to myself, put myself in a spot, or your casting distances you from your deity, taking -1 to ongoing spell casting until the next time I commune. After I cast it, the spell is revoked, and you cannot until it. Commune. So I get to choose one, or you choose one?
You choose one.
I choose one. The spell is revoked after this.
All right.
So now I get a. I heal him 1d8.
Right. Sure, whatever D8 it says. I don't even know. I think this is the first time I've ever seen this happen.
You mean a paladin cure an undead?
That too.
It's kind of.
Sure, it'll be fine.
1d8.
This couldn't possibly go wrong.
So I need 4d8.
I was really hoping he'd blow that roll.
One. Only one, but yeah.
You feel the flesh on your cheek pucker a little bit as the wound closes up a tiny bit.
Thanks, bud.
It didn't work as well. I'm not sure why it didn't work as well.
Perhaps the fact that the flesh is not alive.
Shh.
I'm saying that's you studying it.
I'm going to take the pouch, or that little vial of cold... snow.
Yep.
And start rolling it back and forth on the flesh where the wound is.
That makes it feel better.
Yes.
That definitely feels good, yeah.
While I'm drinking my stiff drink.
Oh, you are a creepy thing. So
So when can we go attack them?
Well, I'm a couple of steps ahead. I've been planning for something like this. Like I said, zealots, bad for business. They're going to have to go at some point.
They must die by fire.
That'll be fine. I agree. Well, we'll leave the details of that with you. The logistical end, I've got a few pieces to put in place here before we're able to move on our plan. I will be in contact.
I get experience.
And we will meet in the,
You didn't blow it.
I'm sitting at 8.
What, you need one more?
I need one more, too.
Maybe you should spout some lore or discern some realities about
I've
dead
been trying to. I need two.
Right.
That'll get me to the Guildmaster thing.
That's right. We gotta milk you some experience. Let's go.
Yep.
Fancy rolls, people. Well,
that's what I was looking for.
Don't forget, we'll have end of session, too.
Yeah. That'll be awesome.
Does anyone here know what happened to Galadir?
Galadir died.
I was there. He was.
We're all there.
Yeah, no, he died after you died.
He came past the black gates and left again.
Yeah, he's talking about the other side.
Oh, well, I've got no knowledge of that.
I'm telling you now.
Okay.
What?
And I'll tell you, deal in women, wine, and information.
I went through the black gates.
And how do you live?
I came back. He gave me another chance to take down Galadir. It is my goal. I will not rest until he's dead.
Well, good thing you don't need to rest. Am I right? I'm not up to my necromancy policies, but...
No, I do need to rest.
So there.
We will focus on taking down the zealots first. And then I will help you with Galadir.
I need the sword. Sword is mine.
If you go ahead and have the sword, I only want the relic of my clan.
If Galadir lives...
I'm going to the bells.
The armor's his, the sword is yours.
Sweet.
Yes.
I just want the bastard that's...
Wait, Paul's back already?
Yes, this is Paul.
Is it Paul? Paul fourth wheel or third?
No. Paul third wheel. Do you think Paul does not have his own agents to send on his own?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
He stays here.
Paul, Cypress, please, bring him.
Indeed, sir.
He's a little stiff, but after a couple drinks, he really loosens up.
Very limber.
Paul is the spider in the center of this web, all of the strings.
He's the one in control here.
Who's
in charge here?
I think I'd like to actually
discern some realities about realities. That's excellent. That's an excellent question.
That's a good idea.
No worry about Paul. I got people watching Paul.
What is discern realities?
Discern realities is wisdom.
Darn it, I was trying to fail.
Should have spouted some lore. You got a much better chance of spouting lore badly.
Yes, I do. But I will take the 8 that I have and ask one. Who's really in control here?
Who's really in control here?
Is it Varys or is it...
No, it is Omar. Okay. It is Omar. But you definitely get the sense that should Omar fall, Paul will be right there.
Okay.
It's a good thing Omar's not going to fall.
So...
I don't know.
It's going to get to you, I think.
Yeah, you're bringing him into the office.
Oh, that's right, you just called for him. I'm like, why was I thinking about you? Oh, yeah, because Paul comes to retrieve you. You've just finished painting the word dirty.
Well, he's not quite finished with the Y yet.
Yeah. Dirt disease.
Dirt disease.
Looks pretty good.
Very stealthy, but a crappy speller.
Mrs. Cypress, Omar has need of you. He's in conference room 3.
Conference room 3.
Yeah, have him
3A. Have him paint corp on the end of that sign.
Corp.inc.
So,
not corpse.
You head on inside. You know exactly where that room is because you've been here for a month. So, he doesn't feel the need to escort you to the door.
Cypress, Kron, Aziz.
Yeah, Adrian. Dirty Aziz, I guess.
No, that's the building we're in. There's a difference between the two of them. It seems that we all share the same goal. Take down, what the hell are we calling them?
Chrysothal.
And the cult of fire.
Get his sword, get his armor.
You get the diamonds.
The diamond trade.
and I get satisfaction.
You might learn something. And he does things for his deity and whatnot. we all have
something, but me.
You get the kill.
You get to not suffer
something that is evil.
You will be able to lead the forces of Zathina against these zealots. I would imagine
can
that
we
would
go after Scorn after that.
One thing at a time.
Yes.
Yes. Galadriel was Scorn.
I like to look at dead bodies. Occasionally, I get some information.
One thing at a time. Okay. Let's focus on fire.
Step one.
So, you're all welcome to stay here while we plan this out.
Cop in the rooms?
Yes. I will not charge
drinks,
my friends, new and old. Drinks? But one thing at a time.
Mini bar? Mini bar in the room?
Mini bar right here. I'll pass a drink around and we'll drink on it and consider it a gentlemanly agreement that we're going to kill people.
So do you send word to the inn to retrieve your companions, or do you just let them stay there and you know where they're staying? Are you going to stay at the Dirty Aziz's, or are you going to head back to the room you've already paid for?
I actually say I have procured a room, and since I paid for it, I'm planning on using it. And in your posh accommodations might actually, weaken my soul and spirit. I prefer
to
do it.
Do what you have to do to keep yourself in tip top shape.
Sweet, you want to run
like shit.
The room directly next to you, south.
Not sad.
There's
about
a woman in there. Her name is Caroline. She works for me. If you need to contact me, if you need anything, go through Caroline.
At the
Caroline Cringe.
Caroline Cringe. at the
Druid.
Establishment.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
At the
Frozen Druid.
Really? The Frozen Druid?
Yeah, I didn't name the place. Or did I? I can't remember.
Who can remember?
It's also confusing. As you return, to the Frozen Druid Inn. As you're heading up the stairs,
I scope out the battlements on my way past.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of people standing up there, but you get the impression after you're looking at them, you realize that many of them are rather young.
Men. Someone as battle hardened as I might be able to.
Yes.
Check for Doug in the window on the rail.
You don't see Doug. Poor Doug.
Master.
Doug the abandoned. So.
Doug the forlorn.
Doug the scorned.
He was a true believer. So as you head up the stairs, a lovely young woman passes you, and she smells amazing as you head up the stairs.
Am I hungry?
Huh? No, not like that.
Okay.
You just happen to notice particularly her perfume is particularly evocative.
Okay.
And then you get up to your room. And you find...
And my room smells exactly the same.
Yes. You find Castor. I don't know. Are you dressed yet?
Oh, I thought she was going to, knock him out or something. I was way off.
Oh, no, no. It's far worse.
What I would say is don't be setting up any, druid connections with him, because you're going to catch something.
No, I'm getting dressed and,
at least I'm clean.
Putting on everything.
Right.
You're in mid-strap on.
Yeah.
Ah!
Didn't even try.
Slip one past the
goal. There's a reason I mark these things not for human consumption.
Oh, shit just got hot.
I just shake my head at his feebleness of mind, body, and soul.
This correct. Way or this way?
And perhaps flashing. Anyway.
Bars on there. I apologize.
Anyway, I just shake my head.
Okay. So, you come in. What do you tell him about
things? He shakes his head like this.
We have found friends for our quest. They're setting up.
I've found friends myself.
I can tell. The
Am
true
I
warrior
the
these things does not
certainly.
I was actually going to discern some realities concerning her, because I was painting the sign and I saw the one dude leaving the Den of Iniquities. I assumed it was probably
The one that I sent to look
Paul,
for
Paul. He sent Paul to send a guy to go get her.
Right.
So I see the dude leaving.
Yeah, you see guys coming and going all the time, though. Is there something in particular about this?
See, I sent somebody to look for her because we got that bond of the blood tasting and stuff. So I know she's around. Bond. It's just a matter of... That's
yeah,
why
I was like, yeah, just some random official from the place heading out. Not particularly unusual. I mean, unless there's something that you're watching for in particular.
Yeah, I mean, I see him kind of like...
It seems like he's moving with a purpose. You've got a point. Go ahead and roll it.
All right, so I'm going to discern something. I got a plus wisdom. I got an 8.
Oh, that's not so terrible.
Yeah.
We can ask a question.
You get to ask one question.
I'm going to ask, what is about to happen concerning Rose and the wolves?
Stuff.
Well, I don't know that you can necessarily intuit that from him, but in a more general sense of the town, you definitely have the feeling that you are on the precipice of another interesting set of times. And then that's when you look over and you notice that the iceberg is melting.
In that case, I am going to use my cling-to-nothing technique and kind of just hop from wall to wall and get a closer look of the ice.
Interesting. So, you are going to attempt to approach the walls of the compound without being seen.
Somewhat for experience.
I think you're going to need to roll me a dex-based Defy Danger to be that smooth.
Tough.
Yeah. Oh, 13. Who's the ninja? This guy?
Yep. Boom.
No one's more stubby.
Yeah. So you climb the walls like a spider, waiting for the dumb kid who's on patrol there to turn his back, and you just easily vault over the walls and find yourself a nice nook behind some like storage crates and things. You're sitting in a shadowed corner. Nobody's gonna freaking see you. And you look and you see that the shadowy figure inside the ice cube is gone. That he is no longer there, and that the ice cube is melting. And in fact, like, the inside of the compound is kind of getting muddy because of the melting ice.
Ooh, I'm gonna...
Yes.
I'm in the room kind of talking things over with Crown.
Yep.
Yes, I wanted to spout some more in this situation.
So oh, you did? What yeah. about?
About the... the current situation and how our attack stands.
Okay, so you're trying to say that you know something extra about it besides...
I do.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Then.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and try. So I get a 7.
Just can't fail.
I can't. Just
you poor thing, can't. You'll never level. Kaladir never got it. One level. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Alright, so... In our discussion, I let slip somewhere about how our position is not going to be so meager for long as backup approaches.
Aha.
All right. So I know that there's other people in the play here.
Yep, he lets you know there's definitely more people in play and that
your
forces are actually approaching a point of being, no, there's a hammer about to fall. And we are the hammer.
Kind of having been around town and seeing a few of these people, I think I mainly dealt with Cypress today.
Yep.
I'm going to try to figure out, by discerning realities, who's actually... I don't know if I want to do it. Which one I want to do.
Well actually, hold on a second. You've got a meeting with Omar in about
an
hour.
True. Yeah.
You got to go soon.
Yeah,
I was saying, and speaking of that, that'll probably be one of the last things we do tonight. So.
All right, yeah. I'm going to put that on hold then.
As usual, Omar sitting right in the middle of everything.
It tends to happen when you're the big dog. I'm going to put Paul in charge of things till I get back.
Yep.
And I am going to follow the guy that Paul sent to find her.
Oh.
But I'm going to do it without anybody see me.
Of course you do.
Yep.
He throws on one of his many stealthy disguises.
So are you going to be not present when he arrives for his meeting with you?
No, I will be back by then.
Okay.
So I'm assuming. Well, I'm hoping this won't take very long.
Right. You figure you've got time.
Well, I haven't seen her in a while.
So. Yeah. I gotta know why she's in town, because I know that she's foresty. And this is. I don't like leaving anything to chance anymore. Obviously.
Right. Right. When something's amiss, you like to know about it.
And she's a wild card.
Yeah. You want to nail down all the variables. Yeah. Damn it. All right.
Usually the women in my life don't come wandering back in.
All right.
That is an 8 in dexterity, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Okay. That's an 11.
Yeah, you are the knight.
I am the knight.
It's nice to get back on the roofs once in a while.
Yeah, it is.
You know, there's not as many roofs as there used to be. You got to do a lot more on the ground than you used to. You remember the good old days when you could get all the way from one end of town to the other without hitting the ground.
Those are good.
On my time alone, because I'm assuming you stuck me back in my room.
Oh, you
he allowed you to go back.
Yeah, you don't think he locked you in.
Well, yeah, I'm not keeping you in your room.
I wanted you
in your room and out of sight while these guys were here, because, you know, it just can't be having a dead guy wandering around.
All right, so I'm going to spend some time, spirits of the material world. I'm going to go ahead and bring...
You're going to go get a friend?
Go get a friend.
All right.
Oh, no. Well, describe my guild.
Who is he and how did he die?
His name is Timmy. He's a little boy.
Okay. Well, you write this on your sheet, because I'm not going to remember for next time. So he is your companion until such time as he's not anymore.
Just remember, prostitution. Me,
little
going on in there.
It's a ghost.
It's also a little kid.
Yeah, well, it's a ghost kid. He's seen shit.
Dudes are going to walk in, see ghost baby, and lose their boner.
No.
And then I get a bull.
I've got plans for my ghost baby.
The prostitution.
All right, so I'm going to use the helping from our help from beyond.
Okay,
and I'll just roll it.
Okay, you're talking to Timmy.
Yeah.
Okay, you got plans.
Oh, I failed it. Sweet.
Well, yeah, you did. Yep, charisma's only plus one.
Actually, he gets an extra plus one. Don't I have it written there? That's from your racial move, human.
So 7, okay.
So, yeah, oh. I'm sorry to deprive you of your XP, but you actually succeed.
All right.
My apologies on your success, Lord.
All right, so I get to choose one thing, and then one form of help, and then but choose one of the ones, and it'll be after the ghostly companion provides the assistance, he returns to the afterlife.
Okay.
All right.
So you just call Timmy in for a visit.
Right. I'm actually going to have him do some other stuff.
Oh, what?
He's going to go start terrorizing that encampment on this thing. So I'm going to have him go into this building and start pushing things off walls.
He's on poltergeist duty.
Okay. Go poltergeist the hell out of that. Got it. Okay, so you send Timmy. He goes poltergeisting. It's a long and sleepless night in the compound. I love it.
Good. Make them tired.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, do that every night. So that they're worn out.
Soften them up. Yep. I love it. Okay, Omar, you are flitting about town, hitting. I believe she's back at the inn, correct?
Yes, I came back.
Yes,
she did.
Okay. She did. So
I'm no longer with Lenny.
Yes. So you go flitting about. You're following your guy. He talks to a couple of people, and then he ends up at the Green Dragon or the Green Druid Inn. The frozen Druid Inn.
Used to be the Green Dragon, but it burned down.
Right, yeah. Right. The old one was the Green Dragon.
Yeah,
right. So
that's a thing.
So and then when he goes inside, and then comes back out and starts heading back like he's gonna go report. You know, like, oh, I gotta go tell the boss. So he's off.
Okay.
So now what do you do?
Well, I need to. Was I able to tell, like, do you go first floor, second story, third story?
He wasn't in there very long, so he probably just headed into the common room. You don't think he got much farther than that.
Okay. I'm going to stay as stealthy as possible, and I'm just going to... Not stealthy, I guess, but unnoticeable. Just another, you know, hood up.
You're going to try and play it cool and walk.
Well, yep, weary traveler.
Okay.
Don't forget, I feel that you're here.
As That's what I'm counting on.
As the door knob hits him on the head on the way closed.
Oh, damn it! Oh, shit. All right. Now, so yeah, you walk in, no problem. As you walk in, you immediately sense it, and as do you.
Yes.
You like, as the door opens, you get that.
Who's here?
Some enchanted evening.
Yep. The music starts up.
Strangers in the town.
All right. And from across the room, we lock eyes.
I'm going to go sit in a corner.
in
a table for two, but I'm just going to sit there by myself, the hood up and everything. And,
okay.
And in the dark, just watching the stairs, waiting.
So I was actually serious. Like, she's down in the common room. As you walk in, she turns and, like, you lock eyes. Like, ding.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that wasn't a joke. That literally happened.
All right.
Okay. And as you coast
this
over.
This is where Omar winks.
This is where... Oh, shit. Okay. What am I going to do with you?
Run!
Oh, no.
What? And scene. Yes. All right.
Someone write that line
down. So
it's already on recording.
We'll rehash that in a flashback when we meet next time. How your conversation ended. You're back at your place meeting with Caster, because I wanted to get that done before we go.
Yes.
So Caster comes in with a request. Caster, go. All
right. So just me and him in his office?
That is correct.
All right.
Well, office. It's probably not his office. I mean, it's probably just a meeting room. He doesn't know you.
In the debt. Is it now Dirty Den of Inequities?
The Dirty Aziz is
the Dirty Aziz is the Den of Inequities.
The name gets longer.
It does.
All right. So we're sitting in a room, and I'm basically going to... I can kind of tell that you're running the show here.
I hope so.
Well, I'm going to try to, like...
Daddy?
You already said that he's...
All right, yeah, so he's running the show here. And I'm going to tell him basically everything. The fact that this Kron, he had basically hired me to, you know, be his bodyguard from wherever we started up north to the city, and then he's paying me weekly. But he's after this diamond suit, and I'm kind of a...
He's a salesman.
I'm a guy of kind of low scruples, so...
Just like, the kind of person I think I want in my employer.
Like, I know that suit of diamond armor is going to pay a hell of a lot more than he's going to pay me weekly.
That would be true, yes.
And wondering if you might be able to find a place for it if I were one way or another... Get a hold of that.
I have a feeling that my character is just going to be the one killing everybody.
What is it with you being the one that ends up killing the other PCs?
I don't think you're going to get a chance. He's going to gank you.
I'm going to discern realities.
Feeble. He can't touch me.
It's a 7. Damn it. No XP. Okay.
Nobody can fail tonight. No, I've only gotten the chance to make like one decent hard move. Terrible. So what are you asking?
What about him is not what it appears to be?
What about Krom is not
no,
as
I'm
it appears
Caster
to be?
Or Krom?
It's Caster.
Sorry, Caster. What about Caster? It's not as it appears to be.
Great danger following him.
Not only that, that is sort of a distant thing. There's something wrong inside him. You can't put your finger on it, but there's something's not right. Something is disturbing.
Disturbing, huh?
He's carrying an alien. And then
he's why don't you take a look in the mirror, little man?
Well,
Cass.
Yeah, but he's on good terms with his.
something about a strap on.
Yeah, so I talked with the woods woman earlier. No, you're ambitious. I like that. Oh,
that's
really looking out for yourself, looking to improve your station in life, and judging by that huge piece of metal you carry around on your back. Not afraid of a fight.
A lot of what you guys do, though, it's kind of the clandestine background thing.
Well, there's a time for that, and there's a time for smashing people's skulls open. By the looks of it, you excel at greatly.
There was a guy that you used to know.
There was. I'm willing to put you in my employment. But there is for you, as there for all of my employees, a bit of a test.
Alright.
I need you to go to Eldridge the South. Inside the city, you will find a cobbler. His name is Bruce. Bruce Goatmilk.
Okay.
Bruce.
Does he make the best peach cobbler?
He's a peach cobbler aficionado. Now, Bruce Goatmilk, in his cobbler shop,
he
has an underground tunnel in the basement that was used for ferrying escaped slaves. It's like the Underground Railroad kind of thing. Because the slave trade used to come through here back in the day, a long time ago. Now, that corridor in the basement of Bruce's cobbler shop leads directly to the outer vault room of a... I don't want to use the word competing thieves guild because they're not good enough to compete with me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But they're growing.
What's your line?
Neutral. Neutral. All
right.
What I want you to do
basically discover
is go to Bruce's.
Where you were sent back.
Bruce, to do that, go yeah. So the cobbler.
Then
earn
I
his
don't
trust.
Have to kill you. That's because good. You're not evil.
Get yourself down into the basement.
I figured you would just, I mean...
Follow the corridor.
Technically speaking.
Bust into
you
the guild.
Well. I personally find you evil.
And kill everyone there.
Yes!
If I
you do that?
That question, but I'm not...
You got yourself.
I'm not breaking...
If I do that, I'm getting paid for that, yeah.
Well, obviously. There will be...
Also, I don't want any of this getting back to the man I'm being employed with currently. I'm double dipping right now.
You know what? Contracts, it's just like taking a piss in the same hole. You don't play swords at the dude next to you. You keep it separate.
Okay. Everybody flip over your basic move sheets and let's go ahead and do the...
Bruce must survive.
End of turn.
And he must
or end of session. Sorry, basic move sheet.
Oh.
Okay. Mm. You can't just go kill Bruce and bust down into his basement. He's a good guy. And we may need use of his tunnel again.
All right, so step one. Everybody take a look at your alignment. What is your alignment move, Rose?
Good.
So, what does it say?
Help something or someone grow.
Have you done that today?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to think, but like this is the time for say
Omar, who's pretty dirty, selfish, and underhanded, has went out of his element to find her. Would that help her alignment at all? The good? Would that be of helping?
No, it's got to be something active that she's got to do. Okay. So that's just something next time.
She joined in and was going to be helping.
So him growing things?
Right. No, not like that.
He could have just planted a tree and bam, done.
No, I think I would give it to you because you reconnected with Omar.
Okay.
So mark one XP for that. What are the other things? What am I missing here? When you...
End of session.
End of session. Oh, and bonds. Are there any of your bonds that you feel are resolved? So you have...
Resolved?
Like, as in, that's no longer a thing. We have settled that.
I don't think so.
Okay. Moving on to caster.
I'm neutral, and it's defeat a worthy opponent. I did not do that.
Nope, we did not get a chance to do that. Sorry. No.
My bonds, they're all
still
kinda,
in place.
They're
okay.
Just hanging out.
Cool. The only one that I could maybe say I weaseled out of was sworn to protect Kron.
No, you haven't resolved that one way or t'other.
You haven't had any
reason. You still intend to do that, right? Right. So
you just are doing a double dip off the...
Right.
Take off with the
He
thing.
Didn't say exclusively. So, all right, Omar, your alignment move.
Neutral, avoid detection or infiltrate a location.
You totally did that.
Bam! Peanut butter and cheese. Wait, wasn't part of that infiltration of his location?
Huh?
Then he was, his location was infiltrated. I walked right through the wall.
No, I had to be the one who
he doesn't care if people sneaks into his place. He needs to sneak into other people's place.
And I snuck all the way across town to fight her at the end. So
that's right. That's why he did that.
Yep.
Of course, he said, "Crap, I need to get my alignment move in." So, all right, no bonds to resolve.
Aziz has my back when things go wrong. Hadrian knows incriminating details about me. Cypress and I have a con running.
Okay.
They're all kind of...
They are sort of still there. They're
all kind of in play.
Yep.
Luff will deny mercy to a criminal or unbeliever. I did whack the trolls at the very beginning there.
Yeah, you did. Sure.
Somewhere in that year.
Backstory slaughter? Yep. I'll take it.
We'll take it. Because we didn't really do...
Yeah.
I am neutral. I did discover that... I had to discover something about the reason you were sent back. And I was sent back to kill...
You were inquiring about Galadir, so...
And I found out that he's still... They
don't know he's around, or he hasn't been around here actively.
You can do a lot worse. I actually don't have an alignment. I have a drive.
Okay, what's your drive, then?
Conquer and pillage.
Jesus, and he's in town, and I had him in my room?
Oh.
Take something that should be rightfully mine, which I haven't gotten there
yet. Haven't gotten a chance to do that yet. That's all right. Catch it next time.
Mine, avoid detection or infiltrate a location.
Yeah. You absolutely did that. You are still there.
These are like the individual
there's
ones.
No race around there.
So I get one for that?
Okay. Yeah, so you get one for that.
Something about the world.
Yeah. And now,
Omar knows incriminating details about me. Omar has my back when things go wrong. I killed someone Caster knew.
Yep, those are all still active. All right, so now the group ones. Did we learn something new?
Yes.
I think we learned quite a few important things. So everybody gets one XP for that.
Yes!
Level 6.
Level 2!
What do you got to have?
Still level 1. You're level plus 7.
All right, what's the next question?
So did we overcome a notable monster or enemy?
No.
No,
nobody's overcome anything yet. We almost had... Aziz had a chance there, but was not quite able to overcome. That's all right.
Did we loot a memorable treasure?
No.
I don't think we've actually looted anything.
Nope. Today was more of a day in the life getting introduced kind of session. Don't worry, the sparks will fly...
Next time.
Right. Things are being put in place. Oh god, it's all going to go into a conflagration again.
With my race, it says when you make camp, you and your allies heal plus 1d6. Oh. So have we made camp?
Actually, your allies are us.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next time we meet, it may be several days later. Okay. So I don't think it's going to be a much of an issue. But when you're out and about, that'll probably be more important. But good to know.
Just wanted to mention.
Yep.
Okay, level 2. So
Omar will officially have the Guildmaster class, and you'll have a beginning of session move, right? To see how your guild is faring. So, awesome. We will now begin with that.
And it only seems appropriate that for my level 6 move I take Heist.
I'm afraid that you, since you're taking the Guildmaster, you do that instead of taking it regularly.
I'm done playing, I quit. I guess that's not so bad.
Right, yeah, instead of taking a regular upgraded move, you take Guildmaster.
TCB!
So when you lead my next level, assuming I fail ever.
Someday.
Will be thickening skin, like punching bowl of quickstand. The harder you're hit, the tougher you get.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you all for continuing to fill this wonderful place with lots of fun people like Lenny, Paul, Doug, Caroline, Bruce.
Langston.
So many good fronts going.
Licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music